जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी गोपीजन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी यशोदानंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यमुना तीरावन चारे हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम जय राधा गोपीनाथ राधा गोपीनाथ राधे जय गौरनिताय जय गौरनिताय गौरनिताय जय गौरनिताय जय जय प्रभुपाद 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 जय प्रभुपाद नेताय गौर हरि बोल हरि बोल गौर हरि बोल जय ओम विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिवृकाचार्य अष्टोत्तर शत श्रीमद्स डिवाइन ग्रेस एसी भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद की अनंत कोटि वैष्णव वृंद की जय ऑल ग्लोरीज टू द असेंबल डिवोटीज ऑल ग्लोरीज टू द असेंबल डिवोटीज ऑल ग्लोरीज टू ऑल ग्लोरीज श्री गुरु एंड श्री गौरांग ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय एतद् हि निर्विद्यमानानां इच्छतां कुतो भयम् योगिनां नुपनिर्णीतां हरेर्नामानुकीर्तनम् एतद्धि निर्विद्यमानानाम् इच्छतां कुतो भयम् योगिनां नृपनिर्णीतां हरेर्नामानुकीर्तनम् एतद्धि निर्विद्यमानानाम् इच्छतां अकुतो भयम् योगिनां नृपनिर्णीतां हरेर्नामानुकीर्तनम् एतदि निर्विद्यमानानाम् चिताम् अकुतो भयम् योगिनां नृपनिर्णीताम् हरेर्नामानुकीर्तनम् एतदि निर्विद्यमानानाम् चिताम् अकुतो भयम् हरेर्नामानुकीर्तनम् एतद् निर्विद्यमानानाम् इच्छताम् अकुतो भयम् योगिनां निपनीताम् हरेर्नामानुकीर्तनम् एतत् इट् इस् निर्विद्यमानानाम् of those who are completely free from all material desires. Ichchatam, of those who are desirous of all sorts of material enjoyment. Akuto bhayam, free from all doubts and fear. Yoginam, of all who are self-satisfied. Nripa, of O King, Nirnitam, decided truth. Hare, of the Lord Sri Krishna. Nama, holy name. Anu, after someone, always. Kirtanam, chanting. Translation by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. O King, constant chanting of holy name of the Lord after the ways of the great authorities is the doubtless and fearless way of success for all, including those who are free from all material desires, those who are desirous of all material enjoyment, and also those who are self-satisfied by dint of transcendental knowledge. Purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. In the previous verse, the great necessity for attaining attachment to Mukunda has been accredited. There are different types of persons who desire to attain success in different varieties of pursuits. Generally, the person are materialist who desire to enjoy the fullest extent of material gratification. Next to them are the transcendentalist who have attained perfect knowledge about the nature of material enjoyment and thus are aloof from such an illusory way of life. More or less, they are satisfied in themselves by self-realization. Above them are the devotees of the Lord who neither aspire to enjoy the material world nor desire to get out of it. They are after the satisfaction of the Lord, Sri Krishna. In other words, the devotees of the Lord do not want anything on their personal account. If the Lord desires, the devotees can accept all sorts of material facilities. And if the Lord does not desire this, the devotee can leave aside all sorts of facilities, even up to the limit of salvation. Nor are they self-satisfied, because they want the satisfaction of the Lord only. In this verse, Sri Sukadeva Goswami recommends the transcendental chanting of the holy names of the Lord. By offenseless chanting and hearing of the holy name of the Lord, one becomes acquainted with the transcendental form of the Lord, and then with the attributes of the Lord, and then with the transcendental nature of His pastimes, etc. Here it is mentioned that one should constantly chant the holy name of the Lord after hearing it from authorities. This means that hearing from the authorities is the first essential.
Hearing of the holy name gradually promotes one to the stage of hearing about his form, about his attributes, his pastimes and so on. And thus the necessity of the chanting of his glories develops successively. This process is recommended not only for the successful execution of devotional service, but also even for those who are materially attached. According to Sri Sukadeva Goswami, this way of attaining success is an established fact, concluded not only by him, but also by all other previous acharyas. Therefore, there is no need of further evidence. The process is recommended not only for the progressive students in different departments of ideological success, but also for those who are already successful in their achievement as free-to workers, as philosophers, or as devotees of the Lord. Srila Jiva Goswami instructs that chanting of the holy name of the Lord should be loudly done, and it should be performed offenselessly as well, as recommended in the Padma Puran. One can deliver himself from the effects of all sins by surrendering himself unto the Lord. One can deliver himself from all offenses at the feet of the Lord by taking shelter of his holy name. But one cannot protect himself if one commits an offense at the feet of the holy name of the Lord. Such offenses are mentioned in the Padma Puran as being 10 in number. The first offense is to vilify the great devotees who have preached about the glories of the Lord. The second offense is to see the holy name of the Lord in terms of worldly distinction. The Lord is the proprietor of all universes, and therefore he may be known in different places by different names, but that does not in any way qualify the fullness of the Lord. Any nomenclature which is meant for the Supreme Lord is as holy as the others, because they are all meant for the Lord. Such holy names are as powerful as the Lord, and there is no bar for anyone in any part of the creation to chant and glorify the Lord by the particular name of the Lord as it is locally understood. They are all auspicious, and one should not distinguish such names of the Lord as material commodities. The third offense is to neglect the orders of the authorized acharyas or spiritual masters. The fourth offense is to vilify scriptures or Vedic knowledge. The fifth offense is to define the holy name of the Lord in terms of one's mundane calculation. The holy name of the Lord is identical with the Lord himself, and one should understand the holy name of the Lord to be non-different from him. The sixth offense is to interpret the holy name. The Lord is not imaginary, nor is his holy name. There are persons with poor fund of knowledge who think the Lord to be an imagination of the worshipper, and therefore think his holy name to be imaginary. Such a chanter of the name of the Lord cannot achieve the desired success in the matter of chanting the holy names. The seventh offense is to commit sins intentionally on the strength of the holy name. In the scriptures, it is said that one can be liberated from the effects of all sinful actions simply by chanting the holy name of the Lord. One who takes advantage of this transcendental method and continues to commit sins on the expectation of neutralizing the effects of sins by chanting the holy name of the Lord is the greatest offender at the lotus feet of the holy name. Such an offender cannot purify himself by any recommended method of purification. In other words, one may be sinful man before chanting the holy name of the Lord, but after taking shelter in the holy name of the Lord and becoming immune, one should strictly restrain oneself from committing sinful acts with a hope that his method of chanting the holy name will give him protection. The eighth offense is to consider the holy name of the Lord and his chanting method to be equal to some material auspicious activity. There are various kinds of good works for material benefits, but the holy name and his chanting are not mere auspicious holy services. Undoubtedly, the holy name is holy service, but it should never be utilized for such purposes. Since the holy name and the Lord are one and the same identity, one should not try to bring the holy name into the service of mankind. The idea is that the Supreme Lord is the supreme enjoyer. He is no one's servant or order supplier. Similarly, since the holy name of the Lord is identical with the Lord, one should not try to utilize the holy name for one's personal service. The ninth offense is to instruct those who are not interested in chanting the holy name of the Lord about the transcendental nature of the holy name. If such instructions is imparted to an unwilling audience, the act is considered to be an offense at the feet of the holy name. The tenth offense is to become uninterested in the holy name of the Lord even after hearing of the transcendental nature of the holy name. The effect of chanting the holy name of the Lord is perceived by the chanter as a liberation from the conception of false egoism. False egoism is exhibited by thinking oneself to be the enjoyer of the world and thinking everything in the world to be meant for the enjoyment of one's self only. The whole materialistic world is moving under such false egoism of I and mine. But the factual effect of chanting the holy name is to become free from such misconceptions. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Om Agyanat Mirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshur Ulmitam Yena Tasmay Sri Guru Menama Sri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam. He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namastute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpataruvishya Krupa Sindhu Vaevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha. Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Sri Vasadi Gaura Bhaktavrinda. Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare. Hare Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare. Hare Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. Hare Krishna. Welcome all of you to Srimad Bhagavatam class. Today we are discussing from Srimad Bhagavatam second canto, first chapter, verse number 11. Since there is a holy name week, therefore we have started for 1 week this holy name series. Sometimes people ask that why Lord doesn't appear in the Kali Yuga, because it is mentioned in the Vedic literatures and in the Bhagavatam also that Lord is Triyugi. So it is, the answer can be given, you know, like we are discussing various symptoms of Kali Yuga in previous few classes. In the 12th canto, a lot of devotees spoke about, as per the shloka going on, different characteristics of Kali Yuga mentioned in Bhagavatam and which are actually manifested now. So, just like some area in the city, if it is, you know, in that area some underworld gang is operating, so generally we do not go to that place. And if we go and get robbed, and if we go to the police will say, if we file a complaint, police will say, why did you go there? Even we don't go. Like that, Kali Yuga is such a place where authority of the Lord is denied wholesale. Not just, you know, few people, but all the people, they are there to deny the existence of the Lord. And knowing this very well, Lord also doesn't come in the Kali Yuga directly, officially. But that is his official stand. But from his heart, he cannot bear that. Therefore, he comes in a disguised way as a Lord Chaitanya to propagate the religion for the age of Kali, to chant the holy name of the Lord. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. And in the 4th canto, in the Rudra Gita, there is a beautiful verse. It describes how the living entities, they are moving in the world and wasting their life. It says, Say Shalokan Atichandavego Vikarsashitam Khalukalayana Bhutani Bhuter Anumeya Tattvo Ghanavali Rivayo Iva Ivishaya. The shloka says, This is Lord Shiva instructing to Prachatas, commonly, this is popularly known as Rudra Gita. This is the shloka number 4.24.65. Lord Shiva says, glorifying Lord Vishnu, My dear Lord, your absolute authority cannot be directly experienced, but one can guess by seeing the activities of the world that everything is being destroyed in due course of time. The force of time is very strong and everything is being destroyed by something else. Just as one animal is being eaten by another animal, time scatters everything exactly as the wind scatters clouds in the sky. And Prabhupada gives a very, fine understanding of how God exists. In the purport, he says that one foolish scientist, so-called scientist, recently declared that eventually life will be made permanent through science. And he says that these so-called scientists are also trying to manufacture living entities within the laboratory. Thus, in one way or another, everyone is busy denying the existence of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, rejecting the supreme authority of the Lord. But however, the Lord is so powerful that it destroys everything in the form of death. And if we see our daily life, day-to-day activities, there are many things which are not, many means almost all the things, which are not under our control, except for our free will. This simple analysis can help anybody to understand why I need to follow so many rules described in the Vedic literatures. Because for one wrong activity committed, there are, equal that amount of punishment one has to undergo. If you see in our life, like for example, if somebody, you are sitting here and hearing the Bhagavatam, somebody has, is getting the nature's call, that you have to go and respond, right? If I say that, just sit down for, as long as you can. But there is a limit to that. You can't control that, for long time. This one simple understanding and simple thing, if we, think carefully, can give us understanding that even my body and the activities which are conducted within the body, they are not under my control. Even if just for 1 minute, if we stop our breathing, we cannot survive. Like that, we cannot control so many things within our body. We cannot, control our birth. People, they want to have good life, enjoy it nicely. But how many can choose to take birth in a, family of their choice? Nobody wants to, take birth in a poor family or, ugly form or a form that is not, appreciated by people. There are many people who are born deformed. They're not, materially they are not beautiful looking or they are not rich. All these factors, they are not under our control. Right from the birth, from the time we live and to the time of death, even we cannot decide how I should die or when I should die. The time of birth and the overall lifespan we live till death, nothing is in our control. All this should make us understand that there has to be someone who is controlling this. If we do not understand even this much, then there is really we can say there is no substance of a human being in that. As a human being, at least he should understand this much, that there is someone who is controlling my life. Now we can say this pandemic is going on. How much control we have? Even if we try with our best of the scientific methods, medical, research, still it's almost about 9 months or a year about to pass. Still we are not coming up with anything. And still we are proud of our, science. Of course, we are not against science, but the point is that we cannot deny the existence of the Lord simply based on some facts that we are unable to, you know, get this or that. Now, if somebody may say that science has developed many medicines, what about that? So we don't deny that, we accept that. As whatever credit should be given. But not to the extent that we say that we can do everything. Then where are the answers to these questions? So therefore this shloka here describes that people are trying to deny the authority of the Lord. And Prabhupada further ahead in the purport says that in this way the process of destruction goes on by the supreme will of the Lord. Although we do not see the hand of the Supreme Lord directly. Just like somebody, you know, in the Kapil Muni and Devavati Samvad, that shloka comes, Karmana Daivana Trena, that by the activities of the living entity's past life, he is put into a specific mother, womb of a, you know, particular mother. That nobody can see, we cannot see. Just like Prabhupada there mentions that although we do not see the hand of the Supreme Lord directly, we can feel the presence of the hand through the Lord's process of destruction. And this example which is given in this shloka, we can see the clouds scattered by the wind. These clouds, they are scattered by the wind, moving clouds. We cannot see the wind, right? But clouds are getting scattered continuously. Similarly, although we do not directly see the Supreme Personality of Godhead, we can see that he controls the process of destruction. The destructive process is going on fiercely under the control of the Lord, but the atheist cannot accept it. So this way, if we read Bhagavatam and just contemplate a little bit, that is sufficient for understanding that why I need to, you know, take shelter of the Lord and follow all the processes which are given in the Vedic scriptures. I will read just one quotation by Srila Prabhupada in his lectures. This is Hindi lecture. Prabhupada says, means how people are trying to deny the existence of the Lord. Prabhupada says that hum log yahan rehne ke liye do teen char din aate hain, Brahma ji million years aate hain aur jaate bhi hain, to kya ye Brahma ji ka ho gaya, hamara ho gaya? Dharmashala mein log aate hain do char din rehne, fir chala gaya, धर्मशाला हमारा हो गया क्या? ये सबके मालिक भगवान हैं, बाकी सब ईसावश्यम इदम सर्वम, यह सब कुछ भगवान का है, ये सेंस जगाना चाहिए। ये तो सब हमारे शास्त्र में दिया गया है, अपने कल्चर में है, ये मूवमेंट को ध्यान दे, केवल बोलने वाला बात नहीं, शास्त्र प्रमाण है। आई मीन प्रभुपाद इज पुटिंग इट, यू नो, विथ फुल प्रूफ. And it is, he is saying that it is already in our culture. People know our culture from, you know, their birth. We have been hearing about this, all these things which we are discussing. It is only a matter of reminding them. Therefore he says, Bharat Bhumi Te Janma Hoila, he quotes that verse. And then he says that, Hum log jaate hain pardesh mein bheek mangne ke liye. Kyunki bheek mange? Kyun bheek mange? Ab kuch dijiye. Aapka paas cheez hai. Kyun bheek mangne jaate hain? Apna dhan bilaye diya, apana bhiksha mange. अपना धन तो लुटा दिया और भिक्षा मांगते हैं, ये उचित नहीं है। ये कृष्णा कॉन्शियस मूवमेंट बताता है कि आपका पास चीज है, उसको लीजिए, अपना जीवन सार्थक कीजिए और दूसरों का परोपकार कीजिए। सो दीज आर वेरी इंस्पायरिंग, यू नो, प्रभुपाद्स कोटेशंस। एंड देन एज वी मूव हेड इन द सेम चैप्टर, देर इज वन मोर ब्यूटिफुल श्लोका, 66 श्लोका, very popular shloka. It says, Pramattam uccher iti krutta chintaya pravuddha lobam visheshu lalasam tama pramattam sahasabhi paddase shule lihanu hirirava ukumantaka. The shloka says that all living entities within this material world are mad after planning for things, and they are always busy with a desire to do this or that. This is due to uncontrollable greed. The greed for material enjoyment is always existing in the living entity. But your lordship is always alert. And in due course of time, you strike him just as a snake seizes a mouse and very easily swallows him. So we all are very busy in this world, moving here and there. I was hearing Gaur Krishna Maharaj one Hindi lecture, Bhagavat, in the same series. He says that, probably he was giving a lecture in Calcutta. He says that, from Calcutta to Kashmir, truck drivers are moving day and night. And people are, even in Bombay we can see, now the local train is not running, but when the local train runs, we can see how people are running day and night and making their offices in the train. They open their laptop and they are working on that, and they have no time to eat. Many people I have seen in the train, they complete their sleeping quota in the train only. They go to sleep, and many have their pending works, they do that. And some people, you know, they don't have time to eat, they are running here and there, eating while running. Like that, their life is so busy. And this shloka gives the example of this rat. And Maharaj gives this example that this rat, he says that we have seen in our village, in the paddy fields, when the harvesting time comes, now harvesting time will come soon, within a month. This rice, you know, paddy fields, rice plants are there, and the rice stock is there with the rice grains. The rats, they are always, you know, busy cutting that, you know, rice stem and transferring it to their rat hole. Maharaj says, it's a very busy life. They are continuously moving, doing all this, unalert, unaware of the passing away of the time. But then this shloka says, rat may be, you know, not aware and alert, but Lord is always alert. And he is so alert that, you know, that in the form of time, when the rat is moving busily, then suddenly he comes across a snake. That time he cannot, you know, move away from the range of the snake, and then snake captures him and finishes him. Like that, all the living entities in this world, they are moving, busy, forgetting the aim of the life. We are not against anyone that why they are working like that. This is for livelihood, everyone has to work like that. But then we should not miss the ugly form of the death, which is going to, you know, strike us. Even once I was working in one, this is long back, I think 15-20 years back, during my college days I was working part-time. And one steel company I was working, Jindal Steel Company, as a supervisor. In that company, they used to make this, you know, steel pipes. And, you know, many trucks, you know, fully loaded with, you know, these steel coils, iron coil, this, for making the pipes, they would come every day. And I was in charge for, you know, looking after all this and seeing the QC things. And early morning one day, that one crane operator, he was operating crane. With the crane, he was holding one, you know, 1 ton coil, steel. And he was supposed to, you know, lift from here and keep somewhere else. And he was just as usual every day, just like this rat was busy, is busy and not understanding the passing away of the time. He's just lifting it and keeping it there. As he was holding it, somehow that hook, and on that hook some metal, you know, I don't know what material is that, but it is made up of some metal. It's like a cloth, but it looks like a metal only. It was holding that coil. Early morning, 7 a.m., then he, you know, started operating it. And his leg, there was a wall, and he kept his leg on that. And it is far away little, that coil hanging on the crane. Suddenly that broke off, that, you know, whatever they're holding. And that coil slided and fell on his knee. This is 1 ton coil. Immediately his leg, you know, it was hanging, you know, and all the blood and the white, you know, fat inside that is visible, and is crying, yelling. And then immediately that ambulance came from the factory and it took him away. So it happened in front of my eyes. And now when we read Bhagavatam, we can relate that we may be unaware, but Lord is always aware in the form of time if we are really not careful. And if we perform some devotional service in the life, and we may face, it's not that we are not going to face such things, we may also face as a devotees anything, you know, at unexpected moment. But then if we have performed some devotional service in the past, that will help us at that moment. So like that, these two beautiful shlokas, they mention that And to even further, you know, if you go to the sixth canto, then the section of Ajamil comes, where describing all these, you know, things in the fourth canto, I want to arrive at a point that even if our life is like that, we are moving busily, that's all right, for our livelihood and maintenance we have to do that, but we should not miss the main point of life, that to accept the authority of the Lord, because Lord is there. And if we contemplate little bit with this analysis, we can come to the point that there is someone who is controlling my life. And if he is controlling my life, then if I live according to his plan, then it will be more beneficial to me. Therefore, to narrate that further, in the sixth canto there is a description of the, in the, at the end of the fifth canto there is a description of the hellish planet first. Then Sukhdeva Goswami, after narrating this, in the sixth canto, Parikshit Maharaj asks that Adharma Lakshana Nana Narkashtunu Varnita, you have described many hellish planets. Then he tells, Adhuneha Mahabhaga Yathaiva Narakanara Nanogura Yatanat Neyat Tanme Vakyatum Arasi. Now please tell me, what is the way and means to get, you know, saved from these hellish planets? Because seeing that, he is feeling very sorry for the conditioned living entities. And in one Hindi lecture, Prabhupada mentions that how the, you know, the enlightened souls, how they are compassionate. Prabhupada says, Vaishnava jo hai unka kuch dukh nahi hai. Wo to Bhagawan ko gungan karne ke liye sikh gaya na. Baki unka ek dukh hai, jaise ghar mein ek bachcha bimar hai. Bachcha to dukhi hai hi, par mata pita bhi dukhi hai. And then he says, yadyapi wo bimar nahi hai. I mean, parents, they are not sick. Child is sick. So who should be in distress? Child. But then why parents are distressed? Because they feel that child is there. Similarly, Prabhupada says that isi prakar Vaishnava ka kuch dukh nahi hai, because he has already learned to chant and glorify the Lord. Parantu ye jo murkh log maya sukh ke liye dinbhar parishram kar rahe hain, unke liye dukh hai. Isliye Vaishnava log bhajan prachar karte hain. This is the criteria for preaching. Of course, there are many criteria, but this is one of the criteria. We feel sorry for the living entities. And then Sukhdeva Goswami, he gives, you know, he tells that there are different ways to atone for the sinful activities performed in a lifetime of the living entity. And then he gives the Karmakanda Marg, Gyanakanda Marg. Parikshit Maharaj rejects both, knowing well that these processes, they have a fault of not removing the sinful desire from the heart completely. It may just remove from the surface. And he gives the example of that, you know, plant. In the summer season, there may be a, you know, forest fire, and all the plants, they get burned. But their root is beneath the ground. And as the rainy season comes, these, you know, roots, they again sprout. So therefore, these processes of Gyanakanda and Karmakanda, they cannot completely uproot the desire for, you know, sense gratification. And then he gives the path of bhakti. He says, Kechit kevalaya bhaktya vasudeva parayana agan dhunvanti karsena niharam iva bhaskara. He says that only a rare person who has adopted complete unalloyed devotional service to Krishna can uproot the weeds of sinful actions with no possibility that they will revive. Because Karmakanda and Gyanakanda, they act at the level of Karmendriya and Ganendriya. They can at the most hit your mind. And even if it gives the knowledge of Brahman, but still that is not a stable platform. You have to come down, because soul by nature is a pleasure seeking. And pleasure comes when we serve. If you do not serve, there is no pleasure, as simple as. So these Brahmavadis, even if they attend the platform of Brahman, you know, because of the lack of activities, they again come down to perform the activities. And then he gives this, even within this shloka, this example is given, just as sun can immediately dissipate the fog by its rays. Similarly, the process of devotional service can eradicate all sinful desires. And that's how living entity will be saved from committing sinful activities and saved from going to hellish planet. Further he says, Na tathahi agavan rajan puyeta tapa adibhi yatha krishnarpita pranas tat purusha nishevaya. He says that, my dear king, if a sinful person engages in the service of a bona fide devotee of the Lord and thus learns how to dedicate his life unto the lotus feet of Krishna, then he can be completely purified. One cannot be purified merely by undergoing austerity, penances, brahmacharya and other methods of atonement. They have to be linked with the devotional service. Just by merely, you know, doing some tapasya or becoming a brahmachari or any other ashramas, if they are not linked to devotional service, they are not connected to the service of the Lord Vishnu, it cannot give a complete result. Then he says, prayaschittani chinanani narayana parangmukha na nishpunanti rajendra surakumbha ivapaga. He gives this example that if somebody, you know, gets the pot which was filled with liquor before, he says that it cannot be purified even if washed in the waters of many rivers. So like that, non-devotees cannot be purified by processes of atonement even if they perform them very well. And then he gives one more powerful shloka. Sakrinmana Krishna Padara Vindayo Niveshita Tadaguna Ragi Yairiha Nate Yamam Pasha Tadbhutashtad Bhutan Sapne Pi Paschanti Chirana Nishkruta. And then he says that although not having fully realized Krishna, persons who have even once surrendered completely unto the lotus feet of Lord, they will not see even, you know, in their dreams the order carriers of Yamraj. Sakrit, Prabhupada writes, Sakrit means even if one sincerely surrenders to Krishna even once. As you know, Bhagavad Gita says, Neha Bikrama Nashosti Pratyavayana Vidyate Swalpam Api Asa Dharmasa, even little bit devotional service, if you perform, then that is going to save us. And therefore, he then narrates this pastime of Ajamil. He tells, Kanye Kubje Dvije Kashchit Dasi Patir Ajamil Namna Nashta Sadacharo Dasya Sansarga Dushita. As we know this story, in the city of Kanye Kubje, there lived a Brahmana. And this Ajamil, he was well behaved and nicely established in the truth of the Vedic literatures. But then once, he says that he was moving, you know, in the forest to carry out his father's order to collect fruits and flowers for worship. He gets contaminated by the sight of a prostitute. And then he marries her, and there are 10 children born out of, you know, that prostitute. And he abandons his wife also. Like that, he commits many offense, you know, sinful activities to maintain that prostitute. And one of the son, who is the 10th son, is named Narayan. Gaur Krishna Maharaj in one lecture, he was saying that as we are seeing the verses recited by Sukhdev Goswami, Sakran Mana Krishna Padara Vindayo, even once, now this Ajamil, as a, you know, before coming in contact with prostitute, he was a good Brahmana. And he, you know, as usual in any Brahmana family, he must have worshipped Narayan. So he knew the process of devotional service and he did bhajan also for the Lord. And because of that, this facility was given to name the 10th son as Narayan. Maharaj says that one time some sages, they come to that village where Ajamil was living. And these sages, they want to stay, you know, one night in that village. And they asked the villagers that can we stay here? Is there anyone Brahmana in this village whom we can stay? Then just to make the fun of Ajamil and that prostitute, his villagers, they said, oh, go to the Ajamil Pandit. He is a very nice Brahmana. And his wife, very cultured. Just to make the fun. And then these sadhus, they go to his Ajamil Pandit's home. That time Ajamil is not in the home. He has gone outside. The wife, she comes out and they ask, are you wife of Ajamil Pandit? She says, yes. And they say, we want to stay overnight here. Then she says, but my husband is not there. And by the way, I am a prostitute. And because of my association, this Ajamil Brahmana has lost his character and all his dharma has got brushed. Then hearing that, these sages, because the villagers, they told that he is a very nice Brahmana, go to his home. Their heart melts. Because see, if we make fun of somebody, and it is a different thing that we pray to Lord that I am being, you know, ridiculed and I am being, you know, mistreated. But when the sages, devotees, they see that first of all, their heart melts seeing that, oh, such a nice person has become so degraded. And secondly, they feel very compassionate. Oh, these people, they are making such a fun of him. And then these sages, they say that anyway, no problem, because they understand now all the, you know, thing, what has happened. They ask Aja, you know, his wife, that time she is carrying one baby in her lap, you know, this shoulder. Then they ask that, what is his name? Then the wife says, his name, there is, you know, we have not yet kept the name. Then Maharaj says, these devotees, they are very, you know, intelligent. They know how to preach with trick. They say, don't worry, we are not staying here, but do one thing, keep our word. Please, you know, keep the name of this boy as Narayan. And then she says, okay. And they go away, because they knew that Maharaj says that agar hum inko jholi mala denge to ye to jab karne wale hai nahi. Lekin agar inko bachcha ka naam agar Bhagwan ka naam rakh denge, to at least they will chant that name, Narayan, Narayan. And that way, they will, you know, attend the Sukruti, Agya Sukruti, and that will help them further go ahead. And when Ajamil comes home, you know, he gets all the information that so and so people came and they named the boy as a Narayan. And because he was having background of devotional service previously, therefore he says, oh, Narayan name, that's very nice. Let's keep the name Narayan. And from that day, Kirtan starts. All the time, he has to, you know, because that child is the smallest child. That's why he is attached to that child. And small children, they generally speak, you know, in a very, kya bolte hain, totally boli. So it appears very, you know, soothing to the ears. So that's why anything they need, Narayan, come here, Narayan, bring this, Narayan, eat this, Narayan, sleep. All the time, their japa and kirtan starts. That's how Ajamil, you know, he passes over 88 years of his life. And then Bhagavatam mentions that sa eva vartamanadnyu mrityukala upasthite matim chakaratane bale Narayan avaye. Like that, 88 years of his life they are passed by, and then he is about to face now the time of death. And at that time, he sees these three, you know, fierce looking people, Yamdutas, the order carriers of the Lord. And as we move in the Bhagavatam ahead, then Vishnudutas, they come, because Ajamil that time chants the name of this, you know, youngest son, Narayan. Seeing that, you know, hearing that name, Lord Vishnu sends Vishnudutas to rescue him. And then Vishnudutas, as they come and try to rescue, Vishnudutas, they ask, Kasseva kuta ayata, kasmadasya nishedatha, kim deva upadeva ya yuyam kim siddhasatvama. Who are you? Are you devotees? Are you the best of the demigods or sub-demigods? Who are you? And then they say, Sarve padna palaksha laksha, pita kaushe vasasa, kiritina kundalinanu, lasa pushkara malina, sarvem cha nutana vayasa, sarve chatur bhuja. They say, you are looking so nice, so beautiful, but then your activities are so abominable. How come? They say that you are trying to, you know, save someone or rescue someone who is supposed to get that punishment. Then Vishnudutas, they ask, then according to you, what is religion and irreligion? Then the discussion goes ahead. They ask the Yamdutas, they say, Veda pranahito dharmo hi adharmasya tad viparya. Whatever described in the Vedas, that is religion, and what is opposite to that is irreligion. Vedo Narayana Sakshat, they have all this knowledge because they have heard from Yamaraj. They say that Lord Vishnu Narayan is himself a religion personified. And then they say, this narrate this past, you know, history of Ajamil, that he was, how, Ayam Ishita Sampanna Srila Vritta Gunalaya, he was so well behaved and cultured. And Prabhupada in one Hindi lecture, on the same pastime, he says that Ye Brahman Balak Ekda Kabhi, Ajamil, Unka Ek Bar Veshya Ko Dekkar Kitna Patan Hua Tha. Aur Hum Log Rojana Dekhte Hain, Rasta, Cinema, अभी तो मोबाइल में भी है सबके पास. तो किस तरह से युवक अपना ब्राह्मण धर्म में अवस्थित रहेगा? एक बार देख के अजामिल का इतना पतन हुआ, वो चोर बन गया, ठगी बन गया, डाकू बन गया, और हम लोग रोज देख रहे हैं सिनेमा में, अलग अलग जगह में. तो हमारा कितना पतन हुआ है और होने वाला है, वो आप लोग थोड़ा समझ लीजिए. तो इस कलयुग में संस्कृति का रक्षा करना मुश्किल है, तो इसीलिए देयर इज अ प्रोसेस कलो दोषो निधिराजन, जैसा बीमारी वैसा दवा, लाइक दैट प्रभुपाद सेज. एंड देन विष्णुदास आफ्टर हियरिंग दिस यमदूतास दे से दैट वी वांट टू प्यूरिफाई दिस प्यूरिफाई अजामिल. ततएन दंडपाणे सकाशम कृतकल्बिषम नेश्याम कृत निर्वेश यत्र दंडेन शुद्ध्यन्ति. इफ यू पनिश हिम बिकॉज ऑफ फॉर हिज सिनफुल एक्टिविटीज ही विल बी प्यूरिफाइड एंड देन नेक्स्ट टाइम ही इज गिवन द चांस टू अगेन बिकम गुड. विष्णुदत्त दे से अहो कष्टम धर्म दृशाम अधर्म संस्कृति सुभाम. दे से दैट यू आर सपोज टू यू नो एक्ट रिलीजियसली बट यू आर एक्टिंग इरिलीजियसली. वाई? बिकॉज अ किंग इज सपोज टू मेंटेन हिज प्रजा, बट इफ किंग ओनली डिस्ट्रॉयज देम देन वेर इज द रिलीजन. That means they are telling that, you know, ayam hi kruta nirvesho janma kotya am hasamapi yad vyajahara vivasho nama swaste enam hare. This Ajamil has attained for all his sins, not only for this life, but for the millions of life, just by chanting the name of Lord Narayan. And then Yamdutas, they are having puzzle. They say, they are saying he chanted the name of Lord Vishnu, but when did he chant? Because he is chanting, he is calling out his son Narayan. Where he is chanting the Lord of name of the Lord Vishnu? Because in our society also there are many names. Somebody has named Krishna, somebody has Govind, Gopal. Now parents may call Krishna, Govind, Gopal. So we may say, where is their chanting? They are not chanting the name of Lord, they are calling his, you know, son. Then therefore, this section of Bhagavatam gives the powerful evidences. Vishnu Tata, they say, and Maharaj also in one lecture, this Gaurakrishna Maharaj in that same series, he says to, you know, that suppose somebody takes the name of, you know, Lord Vishnu, he says that, you know, chastising Yamduta, he says that, अरे मूर्खो, अगर किसी ने भगवान का नाम लिया तो क्या वो भगवान हो गया क्या? उसका नाम थोड़ी भगवान का हो जाएगा. भगवान का नाम तो भगवान का नाम है. It will act independent of whether he is being called by the name or not. And then विष्णुदत्त दे से संकेतम पारिहस्यम वा स्तोभम हेलनम एव वा वैकुंठ नाम ग्रहणम अशेष हर अगम विदु. वेदर यू चैंट इन अ जोकिंग मूड फॉर म्यूजिकल एंटरटेनमेंट और इंडिकेटिंग समवन एल्स, स्टिल द नेम हैज पोटेंसी. एंड हाउ इट हैज पोटेंसी? दे से अज्ञानात अथवा ज्ञानात उत्तम श्लोक नाम यत संकीर्तनम अघम पुंसो दहे देथो यथा नल. जस्ट लाइक अ ग्रास इफ इट इज बर्न बाय small, you know, grass, you know, fire is lit by a small child who is aware of the potency of the fire, or a learned man, it is going to act. Another example they give, that medicine, even if we take it knowingly or unknowingly, it is going to act. Poison, if we take it knowingly or unknowingly, it is going to act. Similarly, name of the Lord, whether we know the potency or don't know, it is going to act in our life. Like that they give this, you know, evidences. And then Ajamil, after they rescue the Ajamil, Vishnudutas and Yamdutas, they depart from there. Ajamil then understands, okay, this is the thing in my life. These are the sins I have committed. And therefore understanding this, he goes to the Haridwar, performs devotional service again very nicely. And then aeroplane from the Vaikuntha planet comes to take him back to Godhead. Like that this pastime is there. In this we can conclude that sometimes people ask the same question, that Ajamil did not chant for, you know, Lord Vishnu. He chanted taking the name of his son. So there are three things in the holy name as we see. There is a Namabhas, there is a Nama Aparad, and there is a Shuddha Nam. Ajamil neither chant in a Nama Aparad way nor in a Shuddha Nam, but he chanted Namabhas. He did not chant Shuddha Nam because he did not call the Lord for devotional service. He called to be saved, you know, from Yamdutas. And he did not do, this is Nama Aparad, he did not do the Nama Aparad. Nama Aparad. Right? Shuddha Nam. And it is not a Nama Aparad because he did not chant to counteract or remove the sinful active reactions of his life. Therefore, it was a Nama Bhas. And this Nama Bhas gave him opportunity to further perform the devotional service. Therefore, we should never give up chanting, even if we are chanting offensively. We should not chant with offenses. But even if we are chanting inattentively or anyway, we should never give up the chanting. Because this chanting can save us at any time. And give us a further opportunity to perform pure devotional service. This is the conclusion of this verse. If we understand, concluding this class, in the beginning I spoke about how there is the existence of the Lord and Lord's proprietorship or control all over the world. If we can just contemplate on how our life is controlled, how we cannot fulfill all our desires, with this small contemplation we can come to the point that there is someone who is controlling our life, and that person is controlling to the extent we are rebelling. Actually, if we surrender to the Lord, He gives us so much freedom to love Him and serve Him. That is, just by getting even a small drop of that living entity can get so much bliss. So if we understand this, and reading and hearing Bhagavatam, these beautiful chapters, and as the coming classes will come, devotees will narrate further more and more about the glories of the holy name, we can take shelter of the Lord and make our life successful. Hare Krishna. Jai Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Vancha kalpataru vishya krupa sindhu vayavacha patitanam pavanebhya vaishnavebhya namanama. Ananta koti vaishnavrinda ki jai. Yeah.